Nearly 4 years after the release of his album and 3 years after I'm Yours became a record-setting smash hit, Jason Mraz has returned with I Won't Give Up.
And we're so glad he didn't. Although Jason's fourth studio album isn't due out for a couple of months, the single, get this, it's already the number one downloaded tune on iTunes. And what a treat, our own Daryl Henry caught up with Jason Mraz, and we get to listen into that conversation now on 98.1 CHFI.
You've clearly followed up your massive, you know, breakout hit with another song that's really a lot different from I'm Yours, which was kind of a fun and unassuming little pop ditty. This one sounds like it's more like it's truly from the heart. Can you tell us about I Won't Give Up?
I Won't Give Up was written over a series of Sundays. And, you know, anytime I write a song, I really just try to be an open book. I think that my music is an audio version of the journals that I write. And that song, along with many others that will be on a new album soon, was a reflection of what was going on in my life, things that I didn't want to give up on, things that I knew I had to let go of. And fortunately, you know, the guy I always wanted to be emerged through that process. And so fortunately, I was, you know, songwriting at the time, and I loved I Won't Give Up, and I'm really glad that people are getting a chance to hear it.
Now, you recorded this song originally, Jason, with a full band, but you were persuaded to record it as an acoustic song, which is what we're playing, and that seems to be maybe one of the best decisions that you've ever made. Would you agree?
Yeah, thank you very much. I do. And you know, I've been playing this song on tour all summer long, and it just felt so great with the basic instrument. I didn't want anything to get in the way of the story, and the instrumentation is just to be there to accompany the story. And oftentimes a full band version can take your ears elsewhere, you know, and take you out of the story at times. So I do feel like this is a nice presentation of those thoughts.
Now, when you were touring last year, you would perform this song, I Won't Give Up, and you would receive standing ovations after you were done. And that's pretty rare when you're out on tour and people react to unfamiliar music like that. Is that what prompted you to release the song earlier than you had anticipated?
Yeah, I think so. I never know when or what's going to be released into the world. I hope people get a chance to hear everything all at once. Yeah, I think the reaction that we've been seeing around the world gave us this little push, this nudge, saying, you know, I think we got a good one here. So let's see what the world has to say.
Why do you think this song, Like I'm Yours, why do you think these songs are connecting with your audience, your fans, and people who don't know who you are even, who haven't really gotten into your music?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line for me is authenticity. If a song is of the heart, is an honest reflection of your experience, then I think others will see perhaps their experience or a reflection of themselves in the song. And so, yeah, by being completely authentic through the process and then also in the recording, I think people hear that and they acknowledge that and they can relate to it.
Thank you, Daryl Henry. What a great chat. Well done, brother. And here it is, his hot new single, I Won't Give Up. Jason Mraz on 98.1 CHFI.